Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. What a voice. From the Platters, from the Wayback Machine, 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, also from the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. Let's just say my gray hair is not premature. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Thrust, CEO and President of Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI.biz. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the last segment, we were talking about Detroit, and you and I were having a little go at how systemic, whether Detroit's problems are systemic or an event-driven thing, and you think it's more of an event, I think it's more systemic. But I did bring up the promises issue that I know you want to address, because what I've been saying for a while now, Bill, the way I've been saying about what many of our governmental problems are, and not only government but unions as well, and that is we made 20th century promises that are now coming due in the 21st century reality, and the twains are not meeting. They're not working. The promises are not coming. They're not being funded in the 21st century reality. And I think Detroit ran into that same problem. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely believe that the pension issue across a wide variety of cities, Chicago, New York, Detroit, is one of the major issues. I think Detroit has a lot of other problems, that we're in a cream situation that the pension is one aspect of many things they have to deal with. But I will tell you that I don't think we have as much of a pension problem as we have a COLA problem. If you look carefully at
cost of living,
if you look carefully at these things, they're all adjusted with a 2-3%, you know, some of them less, some of them more, a compounded bump every year.
Another promise.
The promise was the initial benefits. The COLAs can be subject to review, and I think at some point everybody's going to have to live with the fact that the cost of living increases when, in fact, you and I know inflation's been effectively zero now for a number of years. You know, getting a 2-3% compounded bump, that's a nice political gift, but I will agree with you. Those days are probably over. The underlying pensions for time served, you know, when they average, as they do in Detroit, $18,000 a year, and as you recall, public pensions are invalid because these folks don't participate in Social Security. There is no, you take away their pensions, they don't just pull their Social Security check, they don't have one. This is it. Mm-hmm. And so $18,000 is not unreflective of what your average Social Security recipient would get during a year.
Right. All right, I want to. That's a good wrap up of that, and a good defense of your point. But I want to move on and talk about. I want to talk about Obamacare for a second, because this brings up. I'm connecting this to what you just talked about. Recently, three different groups, either got or are trying to get some kind of special dispensation to avoid Obamacare. One's the IRS. We know the IRS doesn't want to comply with Obamacare. Unions are raising all kinds of cane about trying to get out of Obamacare. And recently, apparently, the president is going to allow Congress and their staffers to continue to get significant subsidies that they shouldn't have. That I don't get. You don't get, Bill. Is there going to be a special class of people, Bill, who are going to be able to avoid Obamacare, even though I'm not going to be able to?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Affordable Care Act. I think it was a lot all at once, and I agree with some of the conservative critics who suggest that a number of the issues, if they would have been advanced piecemeal, you know, the age of 26 for the kids, the uninsured stuff, would have worked a bit better. But I also hear from a lot of variety of people that its implementation is going well. I imagine. Go back to Bush years, and I'm not trying to, but you know, he did that senior medic, you know, that
right,
drug coverage issue.
Yeah.
Right, and I mean, there's been a lot of things that I think we didn't think through very well on the health care side, and part of our problem, Jim, is our health care cost structure is just way out of whack.
Right.
I have been designated by the governor here in Illinois to try and save one of the safety net hospitals on the south side of Chicago, Roseland, and looking through how these hospitals operate and work is an eye-opening prospect, I know, for many of your folks. But unless we get control of the costs and the number of tests we all want and the rest of it, The healthcare, you know, it's a fifth of our economy, and it's out of whack.
Yeah.
There are a lot of criticisms that are fair about Obamacare, and what you point out are eminently fair. There's a shakedown cruise coming here, and we're all going to find out how this is going to work.
That's exactly right, and we're going to find out who are the special people and who are not. And in my opinion, the law was not a passed. It would not have passed had it not included the fact that members of Congress have to comply and their staff have to comply to Obamacare. If those rules now change, then in my opinion, that makes the law basically defective and should be you know, basically set aside.
I don't know that I'd go that far, but here's what I would say: the laudable goal of making sure that we don't have 20% of our population uninsured and using emergency rooms as their primary care, which is non-sustainable for most of our metropolitan areas and hospital systems, is a good idea. And so somewhere at the root of this good idea, we're all going to have to shuck and jive a bit to make sure this works.
But Bill, this law is still going to leave tens of millions of people uninsured. It's not getting everybody.
Well, obviously, if you're not going to cooperate with the exchanges, you're not going to implement in certain states, you're correct. But I think I'm willing to give it a year or two, Jim, to see how it plays out. I think a lot of people will decide it's not as bad as it is. I will agree with you that there needs to be a lot of fixes. But what I'm seeing in Congress is, instead of dealing with the fixes that are now obvious after the fact, they're trying to repeal, you know, they're holding it hostage to trying to repeal it wholesale. Somewhere there's got to be a decent middle ground where you can say, let's fix, if you got a problem,
Bill,
let's fix it.
In 5 years, 10 years, you and I are going to do this show, and I'm going to say to you, Bill, the thing that's wrong with America, the reason we're almost bankrupt, it's not because of, like Greece, it's going to be an event. We had an event like Detroit had, and that event was Obamacare.
I'm going to tell you that we need to control medical costs.
Yeah. Well, Obamacare is not the way to do it, because Obamacare is not a thing. Is Obamacare was never about health care reform. It was only about power. Tintail, right back with Bill Brandt. We're going to talk about the Hillary movies. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.